Hello, Audioboo. This is just a quick response to a couple of boos I've heard recently. The first was from Pilgrim Chris, and he was talking. He'd made a recording of a poem with help from some other people. The poem's called "The Paper Shirt and the Prod," and probably the best explanation of what the poem's about is to go and listen to it. But it's basically related to sectarianism in Ireland, and I then heard a response, or booze, a couple of booze related to it by McColgan. And like McColgan, when I heard the poem, it immediately brought to mind Scotland and some of the sectarianism that still exists there. And this was something I really knew nothing about until I met my current boyfriend, who is Glaswegian. I had always assumed, I'd never really seen any prejudice against Protestants or Catholics or anything, any religious group, certainly religious group within the spectrum of Christianity in England, and I assumed that the same was true for the whole of the UK, mainland UK, and that the only area where sort of sectarianism was really a problem now was Northern Ireland, and that, you know, and that was really related to, you know, strongly tied up with whether Northern Ireland should be part of Ireland or part of the UK. And I knew that there were some, you know, that some of the people that now lived in Northern Ireland had been brought over from the UK, particularly Scotland. So I kind of knew, and I had a vague awareness that that Rangers and Celtic, one of them was associated with Catholics and one was associated with Protestants, but I wasn't even sure which one was which, to be honest. I didn't think that sectarianism would exist in Scotland, really. The first time I went to Glasgow was actually before I met this boyfriend. It was a previous boyfriend was working there, and I went to visit him, and was trying to get a train home on Sunday, and trying to get a bus into Glasgow city centre to get the train, and there was terrible traffic. And it sort of turned out that the reason was there was an Orange March going on. I think it might have even been the bigger one near the 12th of July. We kind of realised this eventually. He remembered hearing this on the news or something, or he'd heard that it was going to happen, but he hadn't really thought, so he hadn't realised how much problems it would cause in the city centre. I think I did get my train and everything was okay, but yeah, it didn't really, even then, it didn't really sink in about, you know, what the significance of that was. But as I say, when I met my current boyfriend and he started talking about Glasgow, I realised that that sectarianism was actually much stronger than I thought. And some of the stories he's told me were what I would have expected to have heard about Belfast. So I was quite surprised. My boyfriend himself doesn't really, subscribe to any of it. He is a Celtic supporter and he was brought up a Catholic, but he's not, he doesn't have any prejudices against Protestants, and in fact his mother was a Protestant and converted to Catholicism when she got married, so I think that's probably one of the reasons, combined with him just being quite an intelligent person, that he's realised that that all this stuff is a bit silly, really. I shouldn't say silly because that makes it sound trivial, but that it's all unnecessary, shall we say. I suppose I have to be a little bit careful about which of his stories I repeat, but I think one I can repeat, which just shows how ridiculous it can be, really, was that one day he was walking through Ibrox, which is a neighbourhood near the Rangers, where the Rangers Stadium is, and this guy sort of jumped on him from behind and started attacking him and saying insulting things, and he realised that the insults were basically that this man must be a Celtic supporter, and thought that he was a Rangers supporter and was sort of saying insulting things about being a Rangers supporter or being a Protestant, etc. And he thought, why is this guy think I'm a Rangers supporter or whatever? He looked down at his feet and realised that his own feet, and realised that he he was wearing his new trainers, and they were white with blue and red stripes. And he just bought them because he thought they were nice trainers. And it sort of sunk in, well, they're the colours of the Union Jack. So this man, who obviously, I say, must have been a Celtic supporter, or you know, looked at that and assumed that my boyfriend must be a Rangers supporter, must be a Protestant, because he's wearing these colours, which is actually, obviously, to say, completely untrue, because he's actually a Celtic supporter. But as I say, he doesn't care about... he doesn't care. He didn't pick his clothes or anything to try and mark himself out as one or the other. But that's how petty some people can be about it. Or how bigoted they can be to attack a stranger on the street because they think they're from the other group.